Recalibration, a big wind-up fan fiction written by Horchata, with God of Laundry Baskets as Abe,
Cece Rambles as Hatake,
Pazak as Shinuka,
Clay Lynch as Sakaeguchi,
and
Orshata as Tajima and Mihashi.
It is rated Gen with no pairings. Summary. A routine patrol, led by Abe Takaya, discovers an abandoned ship amongst the space debris. The only survivor is a glitching android designated M1H45H1. Hitake's eyes tell Abe just how pathetic he thinks he's being.
You named it, Takaya?
The mess hall, more of a glorified mess closet, is practically bustling this morning, with everyone wanting to hear more about their newest crew member, who was currently supposed to be offline, recompiling the first bit of code Abe had written yesterday morning. This is supposed to be a non-issue, but ever since he'd made the case to Commander Momoe for keeping the android they found floating in the vacuum of space near what was left of the Mihoshi, every single damn technician and officer on the Nishiura apparently needed to jump down his throat about whatever little thing they see in the way Abe doesn't want to let a potentially valuable piece of sentient equipment float forever in a dangerous asteroid belt when it could be assisting the daily operations on their ship.
It's because no one has ever seen you have a soft spot,
Shinuka told him last night. Abe had blushed too hard to reply. Abe thunks his coffee cup down so he can cross his arms. I can't keep saying M1-H45H1, and neither can anyone else.
Miyahashi's a good name,
Sakaeguchi offers. Tajima sends Abe a thumbs up.
He likes it.
Hitake rolls his eyes again.
It's a robot. It doesn't like anything.
Abe bristles.
Take that back!
Tajiyama shouts.
Why should I?
Hitake says to Tajiyama, standing up, and then he turns.
It's a robot, Abe. It does what it's programmed to do.
He gathers his tray and walks back out.
And at this point, it's not even doing that.
Sakaeguchi's fingers alight cautiously on Abe's thick shoulder. Abe gnaws the inside of his cheek to mollify his temper. Hitake tosses his tray above the trash compactor and turns the corner back to the bunk. You're an idiot, Abe spits at his back.
Don't worry about it,
Sakaeguchi says, lifting his hand.
Patience, Abe. We can't imagine what it's like to be the only survivor of a wreck. Aside from an android. He'll see what you see when you're finished.
Abe presses his lips together tightly. That's right. Hitake and his insipid treachery will. And so will everyone else. Mihashi's not fried yet. Abe reminds himself to knock before he goes into the tech dock. Mihashi? Mihashi's circuits whir audibly. Abe winces. Things are probably better, even though they don't look it, but those things aren't getting fixed fast enough.
Hello, Abe-kun.
Abe nods. Speech center's still not in order yet.
Not.
Mihashi's arm jerks.
No.
Abe takes a deep breath. Seeing this beautifully designed android lost in this kind of chaos makes his blood boil. It was incompetence. This was the best a brilliant machine intelligence could do to override the most asinine, illogical software patches, the most haphazard code he'd... Abe presses his palm to his face. The problem is not Mihashi. Mihashi reacts poorly to misperceived shows of aggression from people around him. More poor programming? Or the AI learning from the former crew? Abe doesn't know. And yelling is a problem. Capital P exclamation point. Right now, Abe is Mihashi's only true option for a solution. All Abe needs to do is keep his cool to keep Mihashi from a meltdown like yesterday. And if Abe can keep his cool, he's going to fix Mihashi right away. Abe is damn good at his job. Patience. Sakaguchi's voice echoes in his mind. Ugh, patience. Abe grumbles nonsense to himself and sits. He takes a deep breath and then looks back at Mihashi. Mind if I go in again and see what I can do today? Mihashi nods and jitters his way over to the workbench. Just like the day before, he doesn't lie down or stand near it, but hops on the nearby chair, so they're almost at each other's eye level. Mihashi droops in front of people. Poor electrical connections in his frame, or learned postural submission. Abe hates what answer he thinks he has. And with Abe, he is no different. He leans down and forward. Abe reaches around to the back of Mihashi's neck to slide the first of the 8 octopus cords of Abe's diagnostic interface in the android's port. Okay, I'm going to start back where I left off yesterday. Mihashi nods again, and this time holds out his hand. Abe takes it briefly, scratches his fingers across Mihashi's palm, and with no answering squeeze, he lets it go. Still cold, still non-responsive. He's been working on Mihashi's artificial nervous system for days now, stuck trying to reprogram the code to let Mihashi feel something, feel anything at all, to let Mihashi's heat sensors redistribute the energy along his skin. Half the time, Abe gets just close enough to accomplishing what he needs to accomplish, and then Mihashi has to take a break to let his fans and emergency coolant ducts try to do triple the work they should ever be doing. It looks like a panic attack every time. Abe feels so powerless to help. He wants to punch something. But once he gets Mihashi's nervous system back, then the hope is Mihashi can start using his body properly again. Then Mihashi can start doing the precision work he was designed to do on a ship and participate in the life of the vessel. He can accompany them on missions, add to their tactical analysis of situations, start to prove to Hitake and the rest of the crew that he wasn't just a smear of ectoplasm picked up on a whim from the chilling ghost of a ship. Abe knows what he sees, knows what kind of model Mihashi is. Abe knows the kind of work he can do, what he can help Mihashi become. He's determined. And anyway, the way the code works, the way this particular AI is going to get fixed, is from the edges in. The temperature sensors and their delicate adhesive in Mihashi's fingertips will be the ones to come online first. The heat should get distributed to his extremities, toes and fingers and ears and the tip of his nose. But right now, it's mostly concentrated in his core. And the emergency sensors keep Mihashi's cheeks glowing a faint red at all times. Abe'd like to see all that calm down for everyone's sake. The blush is too much.
You like it?
Shinuka asked, and Abe grimaced before he covered up his whole entire face. Okay, I'm getting started now. Let me know if you start to feel anything at all, or your sensors register a heat change.
Okay.
Mihashi says. Abe and Mihashi sit in silence for a while, the only sound being Abe's occasional typing. The sound of the scroll and the occasional click and whir, the occasional bigger snick of metal on metal when Mihashi's joints twitch and shiver. This is what it's been for days, taking longer than anything Abe's had to fix before. Mihashi himself is as complicated as a ship and twice as precious, and it's agonizing to do so much and not feel like he's done anything at all. Abe codes and lets it compile, and recodes and lets it compile, and periodically lays his finger on Mihashi's palm. On the fourth press, when Mihashi shakes his head, Abe sighs, heavy and mad, and kicks his rolling chair away from the station. "What the hell did they do to you?" Abe shouts at the ceiling. He gets up and starts gesturing at the walls. "How did one technician fuck up this badly? Your original code's brilliant. What did the Miyoshi crew even do?" He hears a garbled sound, like a dial-up tone, and then, hush, shit. He's done it again. There it is. Mihashi's emergency cooling sensors have kicked in. And stars. The person who built him knew what to do to make sure he was endeared to the people around him. The safety ducts are right there, right next to Mihashi's eyes, and the clear coolant drips down like tears over the sensors in his cheeks, and his fans exhale like sobs, and he crouches the best he can in the chair where his port is connected. And Abe is a horrible person. He is so angry, and he can't keep that anger in the right place. Mihashi, I need to calm down. I gotta go take a minute. Mihashi nods and says,
"It's okay, Abe-kun."
And Abe feels so frustrated with himself that he can't rein in this frustration for the one between the two of them who needs it the most. Can't rein it in for Mihashi, who's comforting him as he takes it out on the wrong person. Abe clenches the doorway and chokes out a, "I'm so sorry, Mihashi," and leaves to try to catch his breath, his wits, and some air. Author notes. Because of who she is as a person, she also wrote this little shippy snippet, too.
I have desires.
Abe nods. Me too, Mihashi.
What do you want, Abe-kun?
Abe brings his second hand up to touch Mihashi's still warm cheek. His hand trembles over Mihashi's skin. His sensor lights are still on, even though he's no longer too warm, no longer in danger. He's blushing. Abe lets his thumb trace Mihashi's blush and watches Mihashi's eyes close. Watches his thumb stroke gently under his eye, down the side of his nose, down to the corner of Mihashi's lips. "Can I..." He scoots his chair closer and bumps into Mihashi's chair and feels himself stand to get closer, bend his body down when Mihashi tilts his head up so that their foreheads touch, their noses brush, once, twice, and then Abe feels the warmth of the tip of Mihashi's nose against his own, and Mihashi makes a soft noise. He can feel all over, and Abe curls his hand around the back of Mihashi's neck to disconnect the port, and then thread his fingers into the gentle feather hair coming down along his scalp. Mihashi stands and brings his hand to Abe's chest, to Abe's heart, and it's warm. It's warm. Abe closes his eyes, swallows. "Mihashi, can I..."
"Yes,"
Mihashi says, without a break in tone, with an even, smooth voice.
"Abe-kun, please."
The end. Thank you for listening.